Blog Talk Radio.
This is 050 on the radio. This is October 24th, 2016. I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the talent and the opportunity to do this show. Man, you know what's going on this time. It is that time of year. The end of October. Thus, we have baseball going on. We have football going on. And, tomorrow, that's right, the NBA starts again tomorrow. We will have the NBA preview, my NBA preview, at same time tomorrow. If not, it will be on a podcast. Yeah, so stay tuned to that. And, oh, man, you know it's my time. All I got to say is that I'm not excited about seeing the Lakers. I'm just saying. If that was news to anybody, it shouldn't be. But just in case, you know, people were trying to find out, I just wanted people to know. Not excited about seeing the Lakers. NBA preview tomorrow at 6, or it will be on a podcast. All right. Right. Well, we got to talk about this World Series here. Some city is going to be sick happy this weekend. I mean, not this weekend, but in about a week or so. So there will be fanatic team either in Cleveland or in Chicago. That's right. We got the World Series of the Ages here. Here in terms of the fans are going to be bananas. The Chicago Cubs. Oh, man. They've had the Billy Goats rolling since 1908. And here they come. They said this is going to be the year. Well, doggone, here they are. They are in the World Series, and they'll be playing against the Cleveland Indians, who they got themselves a history as well. They haven't been around. Hey, they haven't won one since 1948. Oh, both teams have been exceptional this year, but this year it has been all about the postseason when it comes to the Indians. They were solid all during the season, but the postseason, their relievers just took over, flat out, just dominated. And the Indians, they've been rolling as such. Meanwhile, the Cubs, they've been their normal selves, balanced, even focused, and as such, the Cubs, here they come. And I got to talk about the last game of the last series because I think people kind of forget that it was Kershaw in game 6. But what I've been trying to tell people, and I'll keep trying to tell people, Kyle Hendricks is one beast. He is the closest thing to Greg Maddux I have seen, and y'all know Greg Maddux is my favorite pitcher of all time in baseball. And, oh, my goodness, that dude just got the Maddux look on him. Him and I know, you know, they both started with the Cubs, and I know. But, man, Hendricks, he just got the look all over him. He was big time against Kershaw as they battled in Wrigley Field. Kershaw didn't have his normal stuff with him. Was missing spots that he normally does not miss. But anyway, it's the Indians and the Cubs. Oh, man, the celebration in either one of those cities will be one to go to. But if it's in Chicago, oh, my goodness, they're going to shut the city down. You can guarantee they will shut the city down for that one, because I believe we're talking about at least half the city coming out to see that one. That one, people who, you, the elderly, the young, everybody going to be at that one. That one, Cubs-Indians, first game will be tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Oh, what am I to do there? because first game of the NBA is in the same city. Can you believe that? Same city in Cleveland. Cleveland, they're starting a little early. Oh, unbelievable. Anyway, got time to go to the NFL. Oh, boy, it was a tough day yesterday if you were a Skins fan, as they fell short to the Detroit Lions 20-17. Kirk Cousins played probably his most solid game of the season in term. I'll say in terms of numbers. I wouldn't say it's his best game. He went 30 for 39, 300 yards. He threw a touchdown. Then he had the game, what was thought to be a game-winning touchdown run with 1:05 left, and they let it go seep right through the hands. Chris Thompson, he had 12 carries for 73 yards, mainly because Mac Jones couldn't hold on to the ball. Well, nor was he running hard, in my opinion. And then you had Jamison Crowder. Boy, he is turning to a star. 7 catches, 103 yards for him. You look at the Lions, Matthew Stafford, he was simply the star of the game yesterday. 18 for 29, 266 yards. He only threw one touchdown, but he was that guy yesterday. Marvin Jones had 4 catches for 94 yards. Stafford with a touchdown to Bolden with 17 seconds left in the game. Went down the field in 40-some seconds to beat the Skins. Ouch, that really hurt. Anyway, over in Jacksonville, the Raiders, they made up a little bit of the pain. Man, they put it on the Jaguars, 33-16. Derek Carr, man, he's just there. 23 of 37, 200 yards, 1 touchdown. Jadavious Murray got back from turf toe. Didn't have a great day. 18 carries, 59 yards, but he got in the end zone twice. Michael Crabtree, he just continued his Pro Bowl-type season. 8 catches, 96 yards, and a touchdown. Blake Bortles, typical Blake Bortles game this year, 23 of 43, 246 yards, a touchdown and 2 interceptions. Marquise Lee had 7 receptions, 107 yards for the Jaguars. Raiders, they are 5-2. Meanwhile, in London, Giants came up down 10-0, and Case Keenum decided, well, he was going to start completing passes. To the Giants, he threw 4 interceptions. Oh, boy, that was ugly. I mean, it really was ugly out there. And threw a pick 6 to Landon Collins. And next thing you know, the Giants, they pulled it out 17-10. They didn't have a great game from Peyton Manning. They still don't have a running game. Odell Beckham didn't have a great game, but they found a way to pull it out. Their defense was extremely solid. 4 interceptions for Case Keenum. He just couldn't get it going. But why is he throwing the ball 53 times when you have Todd Gurley? I'm not going to go there, but they have Todd Gurley back there. Why are you throwing the ball 53 times with Todd Gurley in the game? Don't understand that. The Colts, they pulled out a huge victory. I thought they were going to be really on the ropes if they lost this one, but they found a way, went into Tennessee, pulled it out. I think Andrew Luck is still undefeated against the Titans, 34-26. Luck was 27 of 39, 353 yards, 3 touchdowns. Frank Gore, he had 61 rushing yards on 17 carries. He had a touchdown receiving. He was nice. T.Y. Hilton, 7 catches, 133 yards and a touchdown. What about Jack Doyle? Thought this dude would be something out of Western Michigan at the tight end position. 9 catches, 78 yards, and a game-winning touchdown. Marcus Mariota for the Titans, he was 22 of 37, 232 yards and 2 touchdowns. Sounds DeMarco Murray, he is really running well this year, 25 carries, 107 yards, and Delanie Walker, most underrated tight end still. I don't know how he's doing it, still in the league, 7 catches, 84 yards and a touchdown. The big game was in Philly as the Eagles, they handed the Vikings their first loss of the season, 21-10. Carson Wentz, he wasn't that good. Put up really pedestrian numbers, 16-28, 138 yards, one touchdown. He threw two picks. Ryan Grant, he didn't get much rolling either. 14 carries, 56 yards. And if you look at Josh Hill, he had four catches for 39 yards. However, he did have a big play in the game, 98-yard kickoff return for Josh Huff. Turned everything around, set us on his ear, and that pretty much got the Eagles rolling. Meanwhile, the Vikings, Sam Bradford, 24-41 for 224 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Matt Ezeida, 12 carries, 55 yards. And then you had Cordell Patterson, 7 catches, 167 yards, and a touchdown. Now, what about Miami? Remember how hot the Bills were, setting it on fire, defense rocking and rolling, holding them down? Well, like the Bills, they're up and down, and the Dolphins, well, they might have found their weapon nowadays at the Dolphins. They come up and they beat the Bills 28-25 by Ryan Tannehill. Normal numbers, 15 to 25, 204 yards and a touchdown, but their main man was Jay Ajayi. 28 carries, 214 yards and a touchdown. He became the fifth player in NFL history to have back. Even rolling. Kenny Stills, he was out there with 5 catches, 100 yards, and a touchdown. The Bills, Tyrod Taylor, 14 of 28, 221 yards and a touchdown. He also rushed for 35 yards, had a touchdown rushing as well. And Marquise Goodwin, 4 catches, 93 yards, and a touchdown. And it was big time over there in Miami. What about San Francisco, the Buccaneers? Were those really the Buccaneers? Why, that team, I thought we were going to see a lot more this year. They beat down the 49ers 34-17. Jameis Winston looked really good, 21 of 30, 269 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. You come up here, you have Jacquez Rogers, 26 carries, 154 yards, and then you got Mike Evans. Jameis, thank you for understand Mike Evans to play. 8 catches, 96 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Meanwhile, Colin Kaepernick, 16 for 34, 143 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. He had 84 yards rushing, though. For the Patriots, they pulled away from the Steelers. Steelers, who didn't have Big Ben, 27-16. Brady, 19-26, 222 yards, 2 touchdowns. He had LeGarrette Blount, 24 carries, 127 yards, 2 touchdowns. Went 4 catches, 93 yards and a touchdown. Down, watch out. The Patriots are sniffing. They're starting to feel it. I'm trying to tell you, it's not looking good. If you are in the AFC right now, they're starting to sniff that opportunity here because they know they don't have too much. Especially Mr. Brady, he is not getting any younger. The Steelers, they come up, they have no Ben. We don't know when he's coming back. Zach, you've had the Jets, they've fallen off this year. The Bills haven't taken off. They've been wildly inconsistent. Then you got the Cincinnati, they've been falling through the cracks. The Colts, they haven't been able to get it going. Going the Texans, they haven't gotten a quarterback that's been able to do anything. Hey, they are saying, hey, we're rolling through we're going to roll through this problem. The game of the day probably was in Atlanta. The Chargers came from behind to win 33-30 in overtime. Phillip Rivers, 27 of 44, 371 yards. One touchdown, one interception. Then you had Mr. Melvin Gordon, 22 carries, 68 yards. He had 2 touchdowns there. He also had 53 yards receiving. He had another touchdown there. They're looking real nice. Matt Ryan, he was 22 of 34, 273 yards, a touchdown and an interception. Then you had Devin Coleman, 8 carries, 64 yards and a touchdown. Julio Jones, 9 catches, 174 yards. All right, well, we got a lot of time to talk about college football. Well, and you know I did that on purpose because of this first game. Virginia Tech, they rallied the Canes, 37-16. Jared Evans, 21 of 33, 259 yards and 2 touchdowns. He ran, he rushed for 98 more yards and another touchdown. Down the Canes, they couldn't do anything with Mr. Evans. Mr. Evans dominated them any which way he wanted to, and that's not, you know, being hyperbole. That's just how it is. Trevon McMillan ran for 131 yards and 18 carries. Virginia Tech, they just laid the wood to Miami. Now, that's Miami's third straight loss. They're now 4-3. Okay, which Miami team is it? Is it the one that lost their first 4, or is it the one that lost their last 3? Okay, you are what your record says you are, right? Well, why don't we just go ahead and put this to bed right now? Fact is that Miami, they've been going with a bunch of freshmen and sophomores on defense. Now, but their problem hasn't been on the defensive end. Their problem has been on the offensive end, where they have not scored more than, well, they scored more than one touchdown this game, but they've been anemic offensively ever since the Florida State game, where they missed it. They had the extra point blocked. They've never recovered. They came up, they played Carolina, couldn't score in that game, only 13 points. They lost that game. And, again, they're falling short on the offensive end, 16 points against Virginia Tech and Blacksburg, Virginia. That is not going to work. They just need to make changes. And I keep saying the change I'd make. It would be a quarterback, Malik Rozier. I have confidence in that young man to come through. You know, not saying Kai doesn't have the talent, but he is not a tough guy, and that is just bothering me to no end. Meanwhile, in Louisville, Kentucky, that man is doing it again. Lamar Jackson, 20 of 34, 355 yards, 3 touchdowns. He ran for 76 more yards. He scored another touchdown. That's 4 touchdowns that you put on the totem pole for Mr. Jackson as they roll, as they destroyed North Carolina State 54-13. Remember, NC State was a 33-yard field goal from beating Clemson last week, but making that trip to Louisville, not a successful one. And for the Wolfpack. Back. All right. Over in Iowa. Oh, Wisconsin. It was another ugly one as the Badgers beat the Hawkeyes 17-9. Oh, that game could cure a lot of ailments right now, especially in terms of boredom. Alex Horningbrook, 11 of 17, 197 yards. He had Corey Clement, 35 carries, 134 yards, and a touchdown. Iowa could not get anything going all game long. He had 236 total yards offense. C.J. Beathard got knocked. They had nothing from the running game as Wadley and Daniels were shut down. They would put 8-9 dudes at the box on a normal basis. Iowa didn't have that wide receiver to break it out, and thus they were stuck in the mud. Carolina, they beat down Virginia 35-14. Mitch Trubisky, 24-31, 310 yards, 3 touchdowns. Then you have Elijah Hood, 107 yards on 16 carries. He had a touchdown. What about Bud Howard? Took the uniform of Ryan Holland in this one, and he had 7 catches, 109 yards, and a touchdown. down on Virginia, hey, this ACC Coastal isn't done yet. You better wake up, people. Anything can happen in this conference. Meanwhile, Alabama, holy mackerel. They lay it down on, they do the Roll Tide thing on Texas A&M, 33-14. Jalen Hurts, he does what he does, 15-25, 163 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 2 interceptions if it applies. Then he has 21 carries, 93 yards. At 193 yards, just 93 yards and a touchdown. Meanwhile, Damon Harris, 17 carries, 128 yards. O.J. Howard, 9 catches, 69 yards and a touchdown. Now, you had Trevor Knight, who didn't have a bad game per se, 14-31. You know, he's not exactly the most accurate passer. 14-31 for 164 yards, 2 touchdowns and an interception. Christian Kirk, 54 yards receiving on 9 catches, and he had a TD. All right, over in the Naval Academy. Man, that place started to be in place. The Navy midshipmen took out the Memphis Tigers, 42-38. Will Worth threw 4 passes, but he completed 3 of them. Okay, I got you. Will Worth, he just put on a show. He threw 4 passes all day, 85 yards, but 2 touchdowns. But where he got it done, he got the gun on the ground, 31 carries, 201 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Memphis just couldn't keep up. Riley Ferguson had a nice day, 25 of 40, 333 yards, 2 touchdowns. Anthony Williams, 134 yards receiving on 9 catches. He had a touchdown. Then you talk about West Virginia, TCU. Well, that, hey, 34-10. Skylar Howard, we'll see how this ends. But 16-23, 231 yards. 1 touchdown. I don't know what's going on with this microphone here. It's cutting out on me and I can't hear myself. So sorry about that. Anyway, West Virginia, they come up and they pound TCU. You, let's try it this way. Here we go. All right. 34-10, Skylar Howard, 16-23, 231 yards. He had 4 touchdowns. Russell Shell, he had 24 carries for 117 yards. Kenny Hill, you know, he's been really disappointing. 18-31, 148 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. That's not good enough for that guy. That guy has severe talent. TCU hadn't been able to put it together with this guy yet. Meanwhile, Utah and UCLA, first one to 50 wins, and it was Utah, 52-45. I could talk about all the players around who had a nice day, but nobody, and I mean nobody, had a nicer day than Joe Williams, who we remember last month, he quit the use, laid it down, gave him the pads and the helmet and said, peace. Came back last week, and the next thing you know, 29 carries, 332 yards, 4 touchdowns. The Utes come up and they beat the UCLA in Westwood. Well, okay, the Rose Bowl. And wow, Utah, they are still rolling. I'm keep telling people. But hold on, that has nothing but nothing. You know what? I'm gonna save that one last. You know the one I'm talking about. Y'all know the Oklahoma, Texas Tech. I'll deal with that last. Meanwhile, the biggest upset of the day: Penn State. They upset Ohio State, 24-21. Tracy McSorley, he didn't even have a good game. 8 of 23, 154 yards. He had a touchdown. Saquon Barkley, he had 99 yards on 12 carries. Well, you know, he does what he does. But the fact of the matter is, it was a blocked field goal. He lost on a blocked field goal. Ohio State lost him on a blocked field goal. Penn State returns it for a touchdown. That's the winning margin, 24-20. JT Barrett couldn't bring him back. He was 28 of 43, 245 yards and a touchdown. Curtis Samuel, he had that day. He had two carries for 71 yards, but the fact is that he had a 74-yard touchdown run. So obviously it was minus three on that little run, but it is what it is. 68-yard for the Buckeyes, guys. And let's face it, yes, it was a hostile crowd. It was a big game, but the fact is that Ohio State is still where they want to be. Even though they got the loss, they are right where they want to be because they know Michigan is still on the schedule, and they know if they go undefeated for the rest of the time, they will be in the playoffs. That's bottom line, pretty much. Hello, Mr. Fournette. He came back. And you know Death Valley was rocking as they beat Ole Miss 38-21. Yeah. Danny Edlin, he's what, 19 of 204 yards, a touchdown and a pick. But y'all know who that guy was. Leonard Fournette, 16 carries, 284 yards, three touchdowns. The dude put on a flat out shield and just put it all out there. Meanwhile, for Ole Miss, Chad Kelly was 19 of 31, 209 yards, a touchdown, and two interceptions. He also ran for 56 yards. But holy mackerel, girl, Leonard Fournette back on the scene. That makes LSU just team to watch right there. See how many people are put on the line and how much it doesn't even matter. All right. Well, the game of the day. Oh, my goodness. I don't even know where to start with this one. Oklahoma at Texas Tech. Let me just start with the obvious. In this game, they had an NCAA record, 1,708 total yards of offense, even know how you can even get there, but they did it. And Oklahoma pulled it out. I don't even know how to read this box score. I'm sitting here. I know what the numbers say. But I don't even know how to read this. This is so insane. Just so insane. Same 66-59. That was the score. He had Baker Mayfield 27 of 36, 545 yards, and seven touchdown passes. No, it didn't go into overtime, ladies and gentlemen. Seven touchdown passes. Okay, we're not done yet. How about this one, Joe Mixon? Yeah, you know my man Samaje Perine is not playing. How about this? 31 carries, 263 yards, and two touchdowns. And that's the other part of the game he did. How about four catches, 114 yards, and three touchdowns? He scored five touchdowns and almost had 400 yards total offense. Unreal. D.D. Westbrook, he had nine catches, 202 yards. He had two touchdowns. Oh, my word. Then you have Patrick Mahomes. He got to be playing in the league sometime. But how about this? 52 of 88, 734 yards, five touchdowns, one interception. He ran for 85 yards, two more touchdowns. You had Kiki Conti. He had 10 catches, 172 yards, and a touchdown. Oh, my word. It was just what about Jonathan Giles? 10 catches, 167 yards and a touchdown. Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable. All right. Now, remember, tomorrow we will have the preview at 6 for the podcast. Toodaloo and bye-bye.